Now some news from the world of sports. We'll start in the National Hockey League, playing the Pittsburgh Penguins for the second time in less than a week, following a 5-1 blowout loss in Pittsburgh and finding themselves in a 2-0 hole after one period. The Boston Bruins could have folded up the tent and went into the All-Star break licking their wounds. Instead, the Bruins kept the campfires burning and rallied for possibly their biggest win of the year against one of the NHL's best teams in a 4-3 victory at the Garden. The hero in this one was a player who came very close to not being eligible to play due to suspension. That's Brad Marchand. He had a hearing with NHL officials about a dangerous trip he was guilty of in the previous game against Detroit. But in the end, Marchand was not suspended, taking a hit to his wallet instead in the form of a $10,000 fine. And in last night's game, he quickly scored two goals in the first 6 minutes of the second period to pull the Bruins even. Boston forged ahead on a nice redirect tip-in of a Torrey Krug wrist shot by Riley Nash, just his third goal of the season. Patrice Bergeron pushed the lead to 4-2 on the power play, and that goal proved to be the game winner, as the Penguins would make it a one-goal game midway through the third period on a goal by Patrick Hornquist. So the Bruins hit the All-Star break winners of two in a row and inside the playoff bubble, although they still have quite a bit of work to do after the break to stay there. The Toronto Maple Leafs, who lost 2-1 to the Philadelphia Flyers last night, are just 1 point behind Boston for the third spot in the Atlantic Division, and they have 5 games in hand on Boston due to the weird quirks of the league's scheduling this season. If you're a glass-half-full kind of fan, one, I envy you, and two, the Ottawa Senators are just 2 points ahead of Boston in second place, although they also have played fewer games than Boston to this point. Still, for all the kvetching I do about the Bruins, I have to give them credit for these last couple of games, especially against the Penguins, coming back and getting an important home ice victory to add a bit of needed confidence for the second half of the season. The Montreal Canadiens hadn't lost to the New York Islanders in 7 straight games against them, but that streak ended in Brooklyn last night as the Isles scored a 3-1 victory over the Habs on the strength of 2 goals by Andrew Ladd. The Islanders have had a rough season, mired in last place in the conference much of the way, but they've been playing a lot better. They are undefeated, and the Islanders are in their last 6 games as they head into the All-Star break. Shea Weber got Montreal's only goal of the game on the power play, his 12th of the year. Carey Price took the loss in net. In women's college hoops action, the UVM Catamounts fell to Albany in upstate New York last night, 64-53. The Catamounts had trouble stopping Albany's Imani Tate, but everyone in the America East Conference has trouble doing that. Tate is the leading scorer in the conference, and she had 29 points last night. Christina White had a team-high 14 for UVM. Elsewhere, Heather LeBlanc continues her stellar season for the Norwich Cadets and owned the boards last night against Simmons College, hauling down 18 rebounds to go with her 16 points on the Cadets' 60-53 victory. Norwich improves to 11-7 on the season with that win. To the Australian Open now, and all eyes are on the semifinal match in the men's bracket between Rafael Nadal and Grigor Dimitrov. And if you don't want to hear what is going on right now as that match is still underway, fair warning, I'll take a little pause here. There it is. After splitting the first 2 sets, Nadal won the 3rd set in a tiebreaker, 7-6. He now leads 2 sets to 1 as the 4th set gets underway this hour as we speak. The winner goes on to face Roger Federer in the final.